This is Radio X.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW.
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
Radio X.
We are on the 12th floor of the Zenith building, the building with the most amazing 360-degree view of Brussels, in the office of Pascal Smit, the Minister for the Brussels Region for Mobility, for a photographic exposition called Au fil de l'eau, à la rencontre de l'autre, which is kind of a play on words, but it's along the water, meeting the other. And as you will hear from the photographers, it's a mother and son team who split up, took different means of transportation, went opposite directions on the canal, and took photographs. I'm speaking with Jérôme van der Hagen. You are a photographer.
Yeah,
And you and your mother just photographed the canal.
Yeah.
But you went towards Flanders and she went south towards Wallonia.
Yeah.
So you were different territories that you took pictures.
Different vehicle.
Okay. So what did you take pictures of?
I take only architecture, only the industry, and all the give with water and sun. The game of light.
Between
that
the water
was
and the sun.
What I want to do.
And how much of the canal? You started at Saint-Clet.
I start on Isère.
Isère, Saint-Clet.
Yeah. And I'm going to Grimbergen.
So you went as far as Grimbergen?
Yes.
Okay. And so how many photos do you have here for the exhibition?
Here I have 11 photos, yes.
Okay, and then your mother also has about a dozen.
My mother has 17 photos.
17. Oh, she got more than you did.
Yeah.
So what was the concept? So your concept was the light with the sun in the water.
Yeah, that was my concept, because the challenge was that my mother do the person,
the individuals.
Yes, the individuals. What we can see if we sit above the canal, fence, along
who
the canal.
Who comes by?
Yeah. And the challenge was, what can I do if my mother do the person? I do architecture, and that was a big challenge for me. That's not my
normal.
Yeah, that's not normal what I do. I do person too. But architecture of the canal was a good challenge, because the sun is so beautiful the evening that I want to let see, and the person is there every day with the car and the work there, that it's something beautiful.
And then of course up here you have this incredible view.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place for this exposition.
Yeah, so your photographs have this view behind them, which just makes them even
the lights, and the people see the photo and the reality
and the place. Yes,
yes. All from my photo, you can see the reality
right there.
Yeah. That's the let the people happy. Ça rend les gens heureux.
Yeah, it makes people happy. It makes people happy. Yeah. And what do you use as a camera?
Oula, it was a little bit camera from
not like this.
Yeah. The challenge was my mother have the same one, and I take the same one, and I was up the boat. So I was so difficult to have a picture clear. Because the boats were moving.
So that's right, you were in a Zodiac.
I was in a little boat.
So that's what you took for the whole...
Yeah, and that's so difficult with
it
so
moves.
Little... Yeah, it's so little apparat to take photo, but I was happy to try.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm speaking with Marie-France Détaille, and you are a photographer.
An artisan photographer.
Okay, an artisanal photographer.
Que je fais, oui, je suis une photographe, mais de cœur.
From the emotions, from the heart.
For emotion, right.
Okay, so they're emotional photographs. They come from your heart. Okay.
Ton cœur, t'es une photographe
de sensibilité. Ouais.
And you, this exhibit is photos you took along the canal going towards the south.
Donc ces photos ont été faites le long du canal.
Allant vers le sud.
Du nord au sud, two different...
Your son went north, you went south.
Yes. Okay. Moi avec un vélo.
She was riding.
On a bicycle.
Ouais. And my son on the Zodiac.
In a boat.
In a boat, yes, okay. Donc, it's two views, very different.
And he took buildings, architecture, and you took people?
Yes, I took with people.
But
I
you
liked
took
that.
Photos of people?
Yes, I asked them, can I make a picture? It's for an exhibition. And they say yes.
And so how did, where did the idea come from of you and your son?
Comment l'idée m'est venue? Alors, on avait déjà fait une exposition il y a un peu moins de 10 ans. Donc 10 ans à l'avance, on avait fait déjà une exhibition ensemble, une battle.
A show 10 years ago.
Yes. Et on avait envie de le refaire.
And I wanted to do it again.
Okay. Et on a choisi le canal. We have chose the canal. Because we was during the Bruxelles les Bains. That was during that. And we have the idea to make a picture.
So you were at Brussels Beach and you had that idea.
Yes. Okay. It's that.
And was it, did it work out well?
Oui, we are happy.
Yeah, yes.
Happy. Very happy. The people qui voient mes photos, they see my picture, say, I feel emotion through your picture.
And how long have you been a photographer?
I began 22 years. Enfin, j'avais 22 ans.
Oh, you had you were 22.
Yes. Okay.
And, and what kind of camera do you use?
Quel type de caméra photo?
D'appareil photo.
J'ai commencé. I began with argentic, and now with numeric.
But just a little camera. Une petite.
Actually, yes, with a little camera. But I have project to buy. A big yes, okay, to make more picture in dans des conditions beaucoup plus difficiles, dans des circonstances plus difficiles de lumière.
To be able to take pictures in more
different light, less light, or at night.
Night, yes, okay, and I like to make picture for people. They are playing music, and souvent,
often,
it's in the cafe, and there's too peu,
too little light.
It's too dark, and we saw
doesn't work.
A body of no, that can. Voilà.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
And now I'm going to go look at your pictures.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, and your name is?
Lucy.
And Lucy was our translator. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you can hear the full feature by visiting the Listen Again page on radiox.eu.
This is Radio X.